Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Could SMART goals help you reduce stress? Thanks for asking. All personal development coaches emphasize the importance of setting goals, even ones that may seem out of reach at first. Doing so not only boosts motivation, but also enables gradual achievement. Nowadays, a lot of people find this kind of approach almost second nature, but others struggle with it. A fear of failure, workplace anxiety, and a lack of self-confidence can make ambition seem unattainable. If that's something you find daunting, then bringing SMART goals into your work or even hobbies might just help. It's a framework that American economist George T. Doran introduced in the November 1981 issue of Management Review in a two-page article entitled "There's a SMART, S-M-A-R-T, Way to Write Management's Goals and Objectives." The method serves primarily to provide structure to a person's quest to achieve goals, a practice that's often used in therapy too. Doran suggested that the greatest risk of ambition lies in aiming too high too quickly.
What does the SMART acronym stand for then?
A number of variations have emerged since the 1980s, but let's talk about Doran's original acronym. First, S stands for specific. Instead of scattering focus, Doran recommended a clear, precise target. For instance, if you're learning a musical instrument, schedule specific practice times rather than keeping things vague. Next, M is for measurable. A worthwhile goal is one with measurable progress, so keeping a track of results is a must. Then comes A for assignable, as in all parties know who is in charge of doing what. R stands for realistic, as in outlining attainable results according to the resources that are available. Now that might seem counterintuitive, but unrealistic objectives often lead to dwindling motivation and paralyzing anxiety. Finally, T signifies time-related. After all, what's a goal without a time frame? Maintaining a clear schedule helps you stay on track, though there's no need to stress out if deadlines are adjusted slightly along the way.
But is goal setting actually an effective approach?
Critics of the SMART method take particular issue with the realistic part of the acronym, which is sometimes adjusted to achievable in alternative variations. For example, Foundry Mag says that setting goals that are too easy will not move people to achieve more than their minimum potential, and thereby cause them to miss growth opportunities because their goals weren't challenging enough. The same can apply to physical exercise. In 2023, an article in Health Psychology Review looked into what the researchers behind it called the overuse of SMART goals for physical activity promotion. The article suggested that goals should be challenging rather than achievable or realistic. There you have it. Now you know what SMART goals are. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.